Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Let's go over terms of service for tonight when you hear Between the Ropes Radio. It's New Year's Best on this Thursday night, January 3rd, 2019. Who digs that? Your boy, Ty Asbury, does. Now, who wants a rose tonight? My live guest, Beauty, 190% straight edge from St. Louis Anarchy and Glory Pro Wrestling. She's an announcer and photographer. My live guest, Miss Sarah Rose, Sweet Rose, is my live guest. Miss Sarah, how you doing?
I am fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for listening. And, of course, you're also live on Between the Ropes Radio. How's your evening going?
It's actually not too bad. I'm currently at the gym.
There you go. It's just like when we do the show, people are working out, they're going to train, and this is what you get on Between the Ropes Radio. This show is unpredictable, but that's why I think everybody loves the show. It's the new year. Everybody's getting their workout in. Can't beat that.
Definitely can't at all.
So, Ms. Sarah, definitely the way we do things here on Between the Ropes Radio, the biggest thing is – you're the star of the show, of course. The spotlight is on you. Everybody's listening live. Your fans all over the world. So if you got time while you're at the gym for interview time, you cool with that on the show?
Absolutely.
Of course, first off, I got to ask you, how was your New Year's holiday? And did you take a break from, of course, you know, the camera being a photographer and being a ring announcer, you know, the microphone? Did you take a break from that or you were still in your groove?
Actually, I've been on a bit of a break recently from doing, you know, ring announcing or photography. It's been a little dry spell for both jobs. So I actually got to celebrate New Year's Eve, which is surprising for me because usually I'm actually, like, in bed asleep by, like, 8 o'clock because I work at 6 a.m., like, Monday through Friday. So, like, I forced myself to stay awake and somehow ended up at, like, two different parties, which is not like me because I'm usually not as much of a social butterfly except when I am at wrestling shows. So kind of surprised myself with that and actually really did get to celebrate New Year's Eve for once.
That actually, I mean, that's one thing I found really interesting and crazy that you did double duty. You went to two parties, I would guess, in like one night. I never heard of that. I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm old anyway, so that's unheard of.
Yeah, one the first party I went to is an old friend of mine. She just moved into a new house with her fiance, so that was a nice little laid-back one. Then I went and visited my sister at work while I decided what I wanted to do, and then around 10 o'clock at night, I drove to the other party, which was like a huge house party, which luckily tons of people I knew were there, so it was really nice to see a ton of people I don't get to see so often.
Oh, yeah, because we all know it's good to go to a party that we see people we know because we never want to have that, like, that awkward – you know, silence where you go to a party and you're like, I don't know these people. What should I do? How do I break the ice? Yeah, we all been there.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely how I am a lot of places. Like, the first party that I actually went to, I almost didn't go in, and I sat in my car for, like, 15 minutes. And when I did go in, some guy, never met him before, he was like, oh, were you sitting in your car for, like, 15 minutes before you came in? And I'm just like, I had no idea how to answer. I was like, do I be honest? Like, do I lie? And I was like, yeah. That was
yeah. Now, Miss Rose, I definitely have to ask you, as far as ring announcing, we all know 2018 is over with, went by really fast. Did you get to announce any shows that you never did before, you know, that were, like, really cool, like something that, you know, you'll never forget from last year?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. So I ring announce two main places, St. Louis Anarchy, which is here. It's my home, my heart and soul, which runs over in Alton, Illinois. And then I also ring announce for Black Label Pro, which runs in Crown Point, Indiana, which is about an hour from Chicago. And both shows are drastically different and always bring in awesome talent. But, like, with Black Label, like, Mikey loves bringing in, like, older talent. Like, I got to work with the Rock and Roll Express. I've gotten to work with, like, you know, Brian Alvarez, which was awesome. Just all different kinds of people get brought into Black Label. And then, of course, like, with St. Louis Anarchy, we love bringing in, you know, like, up-and-coming people. We love bringing in people that they've used for years there. It's all different kinds of stuff. Tons of crazy things actually happened to me in 2018. I almost got hit with a trash can. One of my step stools got broken. Actually, in a match between Gringo Loco and Puma King, I got knocked down. I've been tripped. All crazy kind of stuff to happen, but I mean, with all that bad, of course, you know, it's come with good of, you know, getting my name out there and meeting tons of new people and, you know, being on Powerbomb TV, which is now actually independent wrestling TV. So that's been really, really cool.
Well, I say the fact that you almost got hit with a trash can. I think anybody who loves wrestling. Wrestle fans, I mean, me and my cousin, we used to hit each other with trash cans. I mean, because everybody, you know, wants to be a wrestler. So, I mean, and, you know, I've got hit with a trash can before. But once you almost get hit with a trash can, you're like, yeah, like you want to be in a group. So you have to do like an initiation or something. You have to do something to join that group. So you almost got hit with a trash can. So it's like I made it. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
but the 2018 definitely sounds like it was really good to you. I mean, the fact that you got to work with the legendary Rock and Roll Express, I mean, them guys are like legends. I mean, you can't beat that. So I'm really glad that 2018 was good to you.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. And, of course, like getting to work with also, you know, the legendary having such a brain fart right now, I can't think. PCO, why I have the biggest brain fart. Oh, my God. Yeah, obviously getting work with PCO. We brought him into Black Label a bunch. I'm going to miss working with him now that he's going to Ring of Honor, but that was also really cool to experience working with him.
Now, how did Sarah Rose to the opportunity to get into professional wrestling?
All right, so it actually started about 3.5 years ago, I'd say. My best friend, Jen, her and her boyfriend would go to some of the local shows around here, and they told me about him because I had, you know, previously gotten back into, like, watching WWE and stuff, and they're like, oh, you got to come check out these local shows, you know, independent wrestling, super badass, and I was like, yeah, all right. So the first ever local indie show that I went to was PWCS. Which is also another place in the area that I take pictures for and sometimes do backstage interviews. So I went to that. I fell in love. Then after that, St. Louis Anarchy was running like the next month or something. So I went and checked that out and blew my freaking mind. The first ever Anarchy show that I went to, I got to see Tommaso Ciampa versus Zack Sawyer. And like, looking back on it now, like, it just blows my mind. Like, because like, Tommaso Ciampa is in fucking NXT as a champ, you know, like how unreal, like that I saw him in a tiny venue. So I eventually went to more shows. I literally haven't missed a PWCS or Anarchy show like since I've been going, and eventually started taking my camera with me and was shooting pictures just from my seat. And then the more I got to know people, the more people like saw my face, you know, got to know me. Then I eventually got to start taking pictures at PWCS. And then it kind of grew from there. Eventually, like, one day on Facebook, I posted a status, and it was like, oh, I'd love to be more involved somehow with wrestling, whatever it may be. And Pierre Abernathy, a.k.a. Matt Jackson, who runs St. Louis Anarchy, messaged me and was like, hey, do you want to ring announce for us? And I was like, oh, my God, what do I say? And so I I'm usually very shy and quiet most of the time, unless like I'm really like around people that I know and I'm comfortable with. So I was like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll try it. They were willing to train me ahead of time. So I went for it. Was absolutely awful when I started. Better than I thought it would be, but still definitely super awful. And then it's just kind of grown from there. You know, I did that St. Louis Anarchy show, and then the next one was the last one before they got bought out by NWL. And then I would fill in at PWCS if they needed me, while also in between doing pictures, they'd be like, hey, we just need a ring announcer to do that. And I'd be like, fine. And then eventually other people kind of started to be like, hey, do you want to come ring announce here? And I've gotten to do it a few different places, just filling in. And then Black Label brought me in as their permanent ring announcer December of 2017. So that was really cool. So I get to travel up there. And like I said, it's just kind of grown from there. I've dabbled a little bit in the backstage interviews with PWCS. I've done a few times for this place called Proving Ground Pro that runs in the Springfield, Illinois area. So I'm trying to get more of that under my belt along with everything else that I do and have done.
Well, it definitely sounds like everything that you told myself and all the listeners listening a lot to the show. I mean, you just went, since you started from day one, you've gone beast mode. I mean, it's just funny how people start differently in wrestling. I mean, for you, I mean, you know, you started going to shows and then you start taking pictures and then they say, hey, you want to announce for us? It's funny how people's journey in wrestling starts. I mean, you took pictures that started and began for you. It's just funny how everybody has a different journey getting into wrestling. It's just, to this day, you know, I've had lots of people on the show tell me how they got into wrestling, you know, in different ways, which I think is pretty cool. And for you just to take pictures, I mean, you can't beat that. And look where you are now.
Yeah, it's still, like, extremely unreal to me. Like, if you would have told me at that first PWCS show that I would be doing what I am now and, like, have met the people I've met and, like, this and that, I'd be like, you're kidding me. Like, there's absolutely no way that I would do that. But I love it, and I literally wouldn't change it for the world.
And actually, I think you actually just answered my next question, because I was going to ask you for your journey in being a photographer. I guess, I'm guessing it began in wrestling, or did it begin before wrestling? It sounds like it all just came together.
Actually, I've been a photographer for over 10 years now, and I actually went to college for it. I have an associate's degree in it, and I actually started out shooting hardcore bands, like punk hardcore. Back in the day, it was like definitely like my main focus was a lot of like live concert photography. I've dabbled in a lot of like portraits and stuff like that, and then now my main focus is wrestling.
Have you ever taken a picture of something and you kind of look like, where the hell did I take that? Like something, maybe your camera just like was maybe possessed and it took a picture and you saw it the next morning and you're like, where the hell did that come from?
Not really with my like camera, but definitely with like my cell phone. Kind of blows my mind sometimes. Like maybe like pocket picture, or like I was like holding it, didn't realize it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's just funny how, like, with technology, these cell phones nowadays, I mean, they've gotten, cell phones have grown so long, they're going to keep growing. I mean, we're in 2019, so we all know big things are definitely headed for cell phones and taking pictures. But the one big thing I just mentioned of 2019, ladies and gentlemen, my live guest tonight here on the show, and tonight's title of the show, Who Wants a Rose Tonight? Of course, we all do, because my live guest is from St. Louis Anarchy and Glory Pro Wrestling, photographer and wrestling ring announcer, Miss Sarah Rose is in the house. If you want to have any questions to ask her, Between the Ropes Radio, 646-716-5926. If you want to talk to the young lady and you have any questions, by all means, do what you have to do, because she is my first guest of 2019. Now, Miss Sarah, definitely, of course, you were struck by two things. You love wrestling announcing and being a photographer, of course. Now, what's the one thing that struck you, just one thing you can think of, what struck you about, like, wrestling announcing? What's the one thing that you always just like that just gets you going about wrestling announcing?
Probably that I just like am the one who gets to get out there and hype up the crowd and, you know, kind of keep everything rolling in between matches. You know, I really get to show my personality with that, and then, you know, with how I announce everyone's name and where they're from and whatnot. It's just fun, you know, like whenever I get to like introduce shows, like sometimes I get really nervous and forget the things that I want to say, and sometimes I get to have like a lot of fun with it. Like, like at Black Label Pro up in Indiana, we are a PG family-friendly show, so I always have to, you know, say, hey, you know, keep it family-friendly, you know, cussing, blah, 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 and, you know, people like to boo and whatever, and I'm like, I love to, you know, show off how strong I am because, you know, I'm like, I'm 5 feet tall and I don't look intimidating at all. So I'm like, if I hear anyone cussing, I will physically remove you from the building. And so I think that's probably like one of my favorite things. And sometimes I hear guys go, and I'm like, and if you for some reason are into that, I will go get PCO and I will have him remove you.
Now, how many times probably so far have you actually thrown like a fan out? Have you ever had any situations where you're like, okay, you got to go?
Not recently. Actually, one time when I was filling in for PWCS down here in the area, I was filling in a ring announce, and I was in the middle of actually announcing one of the matches, and I was kind of close to the ropes at the time. And someone, at the time, I didn't know who it was, walked by and smacked my ass. And I was like, So I just kept going my flow. And then I had to ask people that were sitting in that area. I'm like, hey, like, what did you see? Who was it? Blah, blah, blah. Because I thought it was this one guy. Turns out it was this girl. Mistakenly addressed it after the show when I just should have, you know, told someone and said, hey, let's get her out of here. This girl was messed up on, like, drugs, alcohol, something. I don't know what, but she was out of her mind. And that was probably like one of the only times that I've actually had to have someone like thrown out, but recently or anything, no, haven't had to have anyone thrown out yet.
And that's the thing about with shows too. I mean, I know some shows may have a limit on alcohol. You said this young lady had probably too much alcohol in her for the night. But I mean, you always have to know how to manage how much, you know, intake you do, you know, of alcohol, and some people just don't get that, and you do what you had to do. I mean, we don't want to be touched. I mean, especially when we're on a job, you're at a wrestling show. So, I mean, like you're right. I mean, there's no need for that whatsoever.
Not at all. Yeah. Just keep your hands to yourself unless, you know, you're doing like a high five with the wrestlers or like they actually are engaging with you. You know, other than that, don't go out of your way to, you know, be extra or do things.
Like, hey, the Sarah Rose slogan goes, hey, you don't mess with me, your ass won't get thrown out the door. Just keep it peace and keep it cool, and you can stay in the building. Damn right.
Yeah, like, I'll definitely, like, when I'm threatening to throw people out, I definitely put over how much that I could deadlift. Because, I mean, my upper body strength isn't really that great right now. I'm improving on it. But my legs, I will kick your ass so hard.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, I mean, you just have to, like I said, for people – you know, you're at a show, respect the person next to you, respect the announcer, the referee, because like I said, everybody who's put on a wrestling show, like Sarah Rose, this young lady, she's doing the best that she can provide for us, a wrestling show. So you definitely got to just be definitely respectful. Now, Miss Sarah, I want to ask you, when you announce your first ever match, what's the first word that comes to mind when that went down back in the day?
Terrified. I was definitely terrified.
Terrified. Yeah, I mean, that, but you know, that it comes with the territory. I mean, we all, because it's like, I think the first thing that comes to your mind is like, God damn, I finally made it. This is it. I mean, you open your eyes, you look around from one corner to the other, you see the fans, and you're like, damn.
Definitely an experience.
I guess you could say it is probably maybe a good, you know, terrified of me, because I mean you're excited on, you know, on the same token.
Oh yeah, definitely, that's for sure.
Now, if definitely want to ask you, if listeners want the best photographer, of course, a company with a lady. Of course, her name is Sarah. Can you tell us about this company? Because I understand you do have your own company business going on.
Yeah, so my photography is Sarah Souders Photography. I kind of dabble in everything, but right now wrestling is my main focus. Definitely trying to get more bookings and trying to get out there and get as much work as I can.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool because if you, of course, that's your expertise. That's what you do. You went to school for that. And, I mean, why not make a business out of it? You know, if you something, you know something that's really good and you have that craft for it, why not go into business, you know, and do it?
Right, yeah.
And, of course, we look at 2019, of course, which is, bam, already here. As far as, you know, being, you know, a photographer, wrestling announcer, what big, like, your vision do you have for these two things heading into the new year?
Just trying to be the best me that I can be and improving in any and every area that I can between the two, just trying to get more bookings, get my name out there, meet whoever I can, shake hands, set up teardown rings, do whatever I need to do to prove to people that I want this, I'm hungry for this, and I deserve to be wherever I'm needed.
Yeah, and you said, and the thing about it too, Miss Sarah, you said the key thing, shake hands and meet people, because in wrestling, I mean, you network too. I mean, the networking is so big today. It's like, you know, you never know who you're going to run into, and if you meet that person, you never know what that can lead to. So, I mean, you got that right mindset. Like you said, just shake hands, meet people, and it can help you in the long run heading forward with your wrestling career.
Exactly, because that's pretty much like how I got started with Flashlight Pro. So I was there at their very first show, sitting in the crowd. At the second show, I got to help out my friend Stevie Fierce and sell his merch, which I was actually helping him do back in at Freelance when he was wrestling there. And then I went out of my way to meet the promoter, Mikey. I messaged him. I let him know who I was. And then the third show was when they actually brought me in to ring announce. So, yeah, I mean, all you have to do is meet the right people, be polite, be respectful, you know, and you gain opportunities.
Now, next up, Miss Sarah, my next question, and I get excited for this question, and I'm just like kind of like a kid in a candy store with this question, because I love asking every guest on the show. It's like the one where you think and you're like, oh yeah, this is a good, pretty damn question. So this time on the show, we call this the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, where this question, you really got to put the thinking cap on, which I definitely know you can do. So if you're ready for this question, you ready to hear it?
Lay it on me.
Okay, now, Sarah, since you're, of course, we all know you're straight edge. If you had to announce at your own wrestling show, and it has to have the word edge in it, what would you call it?
Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
Yeah.
For some reason, Edge of Tomorrow came to mind. I don't know why, but I think I like that. I don't know. That's a hard question. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be like the first. It could be like the first thing that comes to your mind. I mean, yeah, it's.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing and the first thing that's going to my mind is Edge of Tomorrow. I don't know why, but it popped into my head. So I'm gonna go with that.
Actually, that's fine. I mean, I'm thinking about that. I'm like Edge of Tomorrow because, I mean, you got to figure. Edge of Tomorrow. I mean, the show that, of course, your show that you'd be announcing at. I mean, you know, when the show's over, all the town, they're going to have an edge on their shoulder for tomorrow if there's, you know, the next show. It kind of fits together. I mean, you know, the storylines, the feuds are still going to have that edge heading into tomorrow, the next night. So, I mean, it does click, though.
Yeah, it does.
Edge of Tomorrow, that got me thinking. It's unique, but it's like, damn, that can work, though. I mean, I can see that on a wrestling poster, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely envisioning it now.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening live, Edge of Tomorrow. If you're listening live to the show, you're probably thinking, Sarah, she nailed that. Hey, it works. Always whatever floats your boat. A lot of guests are like, no, Titus, a damn good question. I mean, it's one of my favorite segments on the show, but that was a really, really definitely cool answer. And, of course, tonight on the show, like I said before, the title, tagline, the story of tonight's show, Who Wants a Rose Tonight? And, of course, Miss Sarah Rose is live here on Between the Ropes Radio. And this episode, the first episode of 2019, has been straight edge and seriously straight up awesome, which leads me to my last question to end out this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Sarah, in wrestling announcing and being, of course, a photographer, what's next for Sarah Rose coming up with wrestling dates and your business?
Well, I've got Glory Pro Wrestling coming up on Sunday where I'll be taking pictures, and we're also going to be live on independentwrestling.tv. I think we go live at 3 p.m. Central. Other than that, St. Louis Anarchy is January 11th. Oh, my God. What am I thinking? January 11th, St. Louis Anarchy. February 2nd, Black Label Pro. Those are my next three big upcoming shows.
That right there. If you're listening, definitely check this young lady out, Miss Sarah Rose from, of course, Glory Pro Wrestling and St. Louis Anarchy, my live guest tonight. And, of course, I got to ask you, because that's how we do it here in Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Sarah, in your best wrestling announcing voice, can you just pretty much close out the show in your best wrestling announcer voice, which I know you can do. Just any way you can do it, go ahead and do it to close out the show.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to me, Sarah Rose, on Between the Ropes Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, anything goes on Between the Ropes Radio. Of course, Who Wants a Rose Tonight? You just got her. Miss Sarah Rose here on Between the Ropes Radio. And as always, Miss Sarah, thank you for joining me live here on Between the Ropes Radio Thursday night. You are the greatest. You are, of course, straight edge. And most importantly, in 2019, I wish you all the best of luck. And you're always welcome back on Between the Ropes Radio. God bless, and you're always welcome back.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, and you have a wonderful night. And have a wonderful night.
Thanks, you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, who wants a rose tonight? We all got that rose tonight. Miss Sarah Rose was my live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio from St. Louis Anarchy and Glory Pro Wrestling. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you always for listening to Between the Ropes Radio Thursday night. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Have a great night. Peace out. Oh, yeah.
Big Duke.